Hello and good morning. One of the very interesting things I found when I first came to London many, many years ago was what I witnessed when strolling along central London. In those days when I was in the earlier stages of exploring this wonderful and intriguing city. For a start, having come to England straight from Africa, I had to cope with the shock of the cold weather. But apart from this, I was fascinated by everything I was witnessing and observing, indeed savouring. But one of the most quirky thing I noticed was the Speaker's Corner in Hyde Park. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. When I saw this for the first time, I thought, oh, that's an odd event. But as I kept revisiting that area, I realised it is a permanent fixture. Now, that to me became even more quirky, because I thought it is quite bizarre. You see, I never before witnessed a situation where anyone can just climb up on a box or a small stepladder and just talk. He or she can say whatever comes to mind, and the listeners can retort again with whatever comes to mind. A greater expression of free speech than this I cannot find. So, apart from the quirkiness, I began to see this phenomenon as quite unique and rather enjoyable. Along the years, however, and with the complexity of my getting greater exposure, the early excitement faded away, to be replaced by familiarity. And in time, I lost the opportunity and time available for me to come back to the Speaker's Corner. I knew it was always there. And indeed, whenever any of my friends from overseas were visiting, I would take them along to see this quirky phenomenon so peculiar to London. Everyone was fascinating, especially those coming from countries where free speech, even within their homes, can lead to dire consequences. Anyway, all this was, until last week, thrown into the back of my mind, until it jumped instantly into the forefront of my mind by one of the most bizarre decisions of our venerable Metropolitan Police. I was so surprised and indeed dismayed to hear on the news and read in the papers that Mr. Plodd decided to forbid the use of any platform of any kind for the speakers. They are told they are not allowed to use a soapbox, a ladder or anything else, but can only stand on their own 2 feet. Of course, the reason given is that of safety. This really disappointed me. How on earth could this be a sensible decision when that spot was used daily by so many people since that Speaker's Corner facility was allowed for free speech by an Act of Parliament back in 1872. Can you, my dear listeners, imagine how many people would have used it for all these years? I'm hoping that you would have all, at one time or another, been there. But if, and I cannot see how, anyone has not gone there, I would thoroughly recommend that you do. The idea of a soapbox or something to climb on is a sensible one, because it allows the speaker to project his or her speaking to a larger audience. It is such a customary way of speaking to the public. In recent times, John Major, our previous Prime Minister, used it, as well as other politicians in their campaigning. To all intents and purposes, I have never heard of any accidents happening as a result, although this is no reason to think that accidents have never happened. So, what's gone into the mind of our venerable police hierarchy? Is this such an important issue that commands some attention from the harassed Metropolitan Police at the very time they complain of lack of adequate resources and the pressures on their services? Surely they have more important issues to address than this one. Personally, I have never used the facility of the Speaker's Corner, although I always felt how exciting it would be if I could find a subject I can shout about and get hackled about and enjoy the real-time combative argument that I know will not cause any harm and will at the end prove to be great fun. But the fact that I didn't use it, or that I'm not likely to use it, does not reduce my feeling even one iota that such a restriction is a bit too far. After all those who use the Speaker's Corner are adults, and most probably are using it regularly, or at least more than once. They know the risk of standing on a soapbox, so for the Met to act as big brother on such a nebulous issue is, to say the least, a sign of the times we live in, times when even previously innocent words can be taken as derogatory or non-PC. I'm tempted to say that perhaps we need to grow up a bit, but with such restrictions adding all the time to the carefree aspects of our life, and the times when we need to just enjoy and forget about being proper or prim, all this interference can only sap the joy out of the living together as a community, and indeed growing up together as a community. So perhaps it isn't us who need to grow up, but the authorities who impose such restrictions, whether in public or in such places as school playgrounds, parks, and other sites where once we enjoyed ourselves, especially with our children, or just engaged in something other than structured work or other duty. These are the people who should grow up, and we will certainly follow. Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.